Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and we are here for the second episode of today. Make sure you don't miss the earlier one. It's about Sandy Monroe and some of the teardown with the Mach-E and the Model Y. But today we have some breaking news, so I figured we got to do a second episode here to talk about this. This has been a long time coming, as you can see on the screen here. Tesla has now released the full self-driving subscription. So drum roll, the pricing is $199 per month. So you can see that Tesla has added it to their app store, I guess, the upgrade section of their app under the subscribe tab. So previously there was the premium connectivity. That was kind of one of the only things that was housed in there. Now the full self-driving capability has been added. Same feature set here as what we would see with the actual upfront option, which of course we know costs $10,000. So at $199 per month, we're looking at a break-even period of time for the subscription of 4 years and 2 months. So I think a while back we had gone through an episode running through a little bit of the earnings potential for the subscription option. And I think this is actually what we had modeled in that episode. So this is pretty close to what I had expected. I was thinking maybe $199, maybe $249. But I think that's probably about right for Tesla. You know, the average time that people are going to keep a car, I guess I don't know offhand, but I think probably in that ballpark makes sense. And obviously Tesla's got some good data to work with by now that they can analyze that for people selling their Tesla vehicles to other owners. They have the data on that because people are going to change their Tesla account then. And they also know when Tesla, or when people make trade-ins to Tesla as well. So they've got some pretty good data to help them to make this decision in terms of the pricing versus the actual cost of the upfront option. What is kind of interesting here though, and I wonder if we're going to see changes to this, is that the full self-driving option up front, that cost has been increasing over time. So I wonder if Tesla will do kind of the same thing there with the subscription, just as more and more features continue to come out, if they'll end up increasing that price. I don't know if that's worth a question on the earnings call, but it would be interesting to hear what Elon has to say on that. Hopefully someone can get a response on a question like that on Twitter at some point. But yeah, a long time coming. So this is obviously, for investors, what we're going to see here is a reduced upfront revenue and reduced upfront profitability from Tesla. This is going to start having an impact in Q3 now that Tesla has released this option, because fewer people are just going to opt for that upfront payment. And the, ooh, someone's saying, look on Tesla's website, Rob. Just trying to make sure I'm not missing anything here. But what I was saying there is that it's going to be interesting to see, well, let's see. It's going to be interesting to see how the profitability comes in with more people likely opting into the subscription, which obviously can earn Tesla more money over time, versus that upfront payment, which is going to boost Tesla's gross margin and things like that upfront. The important consideration there is that Tesla is not able to actually recognize all of that revenue and all of that profit right now. A lot of that goes into the deferred revenue balance, and therefore deferred profitability too. I want to say it's somewhere around half right now. That's just kind of a guesstimate, but so the impact isn't going to be quite as stark just because a lot of that revenue is already deferred. And even when Tesla starts getting the subscription revenue, obviously that's going to be extremely high margin recurring revenue. Wall Street is really, really going to like that, but it's going to take some time for that to kind of come through the financials. I wonder if Tesla will kind of separate that out into its own line item to give better visibility into how that business is developing over time, because it should develop really well. And you know, we've seen with stocks like Adobe, when they have gone over to those monthly subscription prices, it's had a really, really big positive impact on the business. So the other couple of details here that I just want to make sure to cover quickly. If you do already have enhanced autopilot, the cost of the FSD subscription is just going to be $99 per month here. Thanks to someone that tagged me on Twitter on this. So obviously enhanced autopilot, since you've already paid a portion of the upgrade cost for FSD, it's going to be a little bit cheaper for the subscription. And then the other thing here, if you have not purchased the full self-driving option and you have an older hardware vehicle that is capable of having the Hardware 3 chip designed by Tesla, having that added, then you're going to have to go ahead and pay $1,500 a month according to this Reddit post here. So they're saying $1,500 a month for those that don't have the FSD computer, or sorry, $1,500 total, of course, for those that didn't have the FSD computer, and then from there, $199 per month. So $1,500 just to cover the cost of that update and the hardware, which obviously Tesla has designed for upfront. My understanding is that if you do purchase the $10,000 option, that is included. Obviously, it would need to be. So a little bit more if you don't have that already, and then that would set the break even to be a little bit longer, you know, six or 7 months longer there. So let me just pop into the chat, make sure I didn't miss anything with that look at Tesla's website. I guess we can just pull that up quick just to make sure, see if there's anything going on there. Yeah, it looks the same to me, so I'm not sure what that was about, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see on the earnings call next week what happens with the, you know, any comments that Tesla wants to make here. Zach Kirkhorn, their CFO, on the last earnings call talked a little bit about that balance between upfront revenue and recurring revenue and how that's going to take some time to develop. So hopefully Tesla will share a little bit more on their thoughts on that on the Q2 call next week. So I think that's really it for the FSD stuff. We'll do a little bit more modeling on this. As I said, I'll try to find that episode to put a link to it in the show notes to kind of walk through what that can mean for Tesla. But we will try to do a little bit more modeling of what this might look like in the coming days. But as I said, just wanted to make sure to get this out quickly.